This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I have all the glasses laid out, and I'm doing a taste test for the peatiest. You know how much I love the, like, to find the peatiest juice.
The peatiest.
I love, like, a fruit juice that is so, also so peaty and so smoky.
And I've been humiliated before at restaurants. I've taken you to, like, my favorite restaurants, and you'll say, before they even put a menu down, you say, bring me your peatiest juice. And, you know, every single time, no matter what they put down in front of you, it's one sip, huge spit take, and not peaty enough.
Oh.
And then you leave. I'll tell you, hey, it's happened so many times. I've got PTSD.
And so,
Hayes.
Yeah.
From it happening.
And so,
but go ahead.
And then I remember, oh, we have Griffin on the show today. Is this a movies thing? Are we like, I cannot do movies today.
Absolutely not. No, nothing to do with movies. And I'll say this. I think, I don't know how long your PD juice story was going to be.
Yeah.
I think in the interest of kind of setting a good example for what our task is today, we actually should cut the whole intro short.
I had actually already ended it.
You were ending it?
By the time you said you don't know. Actually, you did know how long it was going to be because you heard the entire thing and it was over.
Okay, well, I guess what threw me off.
I guess you already had in mind to say you don't know how long it's going to be, but in fact, you did know.
Yeah, it was a little confusing because it didn't feel at all like a story to me. It felt like the first sentence from a story and then you just abandoning it. So I thought, like, oh, is he going to wrap this back around? But
no,
now, you're right. I do know. I do know how long it was.
It was,
I just
totally
don't think it was a story.
And that was me. And that was me setting a great example. You called it a story, not me. That was me setting a great example, which is clarity, brevity, focus on the idea, mention, like get to just like the absolute core of what you're doing at any given time. And that is the lesson that we want to teach today.
Ruthlessly efficient.
It is Griffin. Yes. It is Griffin. We're not doing movies today. I'm thinking to myself, like, are we still even doing this?
Are we going to talk about fucking movies again?
And for so long.
Fucking dog
for
shit
so
show.
Long. Exactly.
For so long. Another I have a tough example. Time getting to the point. I ramble.
Yes. But this is another Griffin project.
And it's not
always a
Griffin,
different project when he's here, too. He's never been here for the same project.
Griffin, y'all do too much. But it's never the same project, and he's here, and he's got his friends with him. Why don't you talk about your friends?
I'm going to say I disagree. This is not a Griffin project. This is a Connor Ratliff project that I'm proud to be a part of.
And he has it, but like he has his own projects as well that he...
Many.
He's... Connor?
Yeah.
Y'all do too much.
I agree. I think we do too much.
Right?
And even...
pressure. To create always, but we never just rest.
Never.
Yeah. What are we trying to prove with all these projects?
We're not going to fill that hole with more podcasts.
And I'll say we hired a producer, Patrick Kottner, to try to help us like stay focused, get to the point, keep things lean.
Yeah.
And he has not helped. In fact, things have gotten longer.
Got much worse.
And much worse. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's smart that you brought on some EPs and some fresh eyes on this thing. And basically they do the George Lucas talk show. These guys, you got to see them. They're pretty out there. They're really funny. The episodes can be a little long
And I don't think I'm telling tales out of school to say, the episodes have gotten kind of long.
I've done it. It was a blast. I had so much fun. It was way too long. Took forever.
The buy-in is large. That's a problem we've had in terms of, we think this thing could really be mainstream. We think it has like really broad appeal, and we're trying to find a way to make it a kind of cleaner entry point for new viewers.
And people who think I'm going to go down some crazy rabbit hole about how Hayes has done the show. I've never been contacted or invited in any way, although Hayes is sort of like my counterpart. That's not what this is about. I don't give a fuck. Did that happen? You know, it's like, I got my own stuff. I do stuff without Hayes. I have a fucking family.
Yeah. I gotta say, y'all do too much.
You do too much.
It's true. It's true. And I've been.
Y'all do too much family.
You do too much family.
But also, Sean, you didn't work on Big Lake. That's why Hayes was there.
That has long been an issue. That like kind of the one thing that has sort of separated us.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
Yeah. My one regret. Mm-hmm. When I look back on this, my topsy turvy ride through this business of show, and I say, is there anything I'd do differently? Yeah, I would have kicked down the fucking door of the Big Lake offices, and I would have not left. I would have chained myself to the writer's room table until they let me pitch on ideas for Josh and Dylan Blue and whoever else, you know, everyone involved in that funny show.
I did an episode of Big Lake, and it's one of those checklist things for me where I'm like, I'm glad I got in there before it ended. Like, I'm glad I still got to shoot a project that was on film before everything went digital. You know, like some of the things you want to accomplish in your career before they go the way of the dinosaur.
Well, anyone who was on Big Lake has said to me, you know, while you were there, you had this feeling of, I am living the first line of my obituary. I am living out the first sentence of my, whatever I've done before, whatever I do after, it's all, you know, it's all gravy, but this is the number one moment.
This plane crashes.
Let me ask this question. How long until the copyright on Big Lake runs out and it's fair game?
I don't know if they have one.
Oh, you think they didn't copyright the show?
It's a Night of the Living Dead thing. Anyone can release it?
Yeah, it's just take, one, like, of those, yeah,
time
one of those
and money
fell through the cracks.
Effort, interest.
They were hoping it's an open source show. Like, that was always our goal going in. We were hoping that, like, people just like take this and run with it, keep making more.
Yeah, Big Lake is I mean, I believe it's a crypto at this point. I don't even think it is media that you watch. I think it is like currency.
Right. I actually think the viewership might have been low enough that each episode might have been an NFT because
I think each episode was seen by one person.
Yeah.
We should. I want to formally, though, apologize on behalf of Connor and Patrick and I that we did have Hayes on when we did a marathon where we watched all of Big Lake, and we have not gotten to the Alan Gregory marathon yet. But it's like on we'll it's there. On the spreadsheet.
On the you got my number. Yeah, that one will be something special, and I'll be impressed if you get a hold of that show.
Oh, is this a challenge? Is that what that is? Okay.
And I'll be front and center cheering on Hayes's episode One Night in Gottlieb.
I believe it's currently...
My episode was called Interracial McAdams.
That's right. That's right. And mine was called Mom Sizemore.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in a while, but I think Alan Gregory is streaming on Silk Road Plus. I believe. I'm not sure about that, if it still is. They had it for a while.
We want to talk about your project.
We are here to talk about your show, because we're naming all these shows that were...
Yes.
You know, all these shows that we remember were very concise, weren't they?
Yeah, tight. Mm.
22
Big
minutes.
Lake, I think minus commercials, Big Lake was 16 minutes an episode.
Each show lasted for a total of fewer minutes than one episode of George Lucas' Dog Show.
Isn't that interesting?
That's saying what you have to say. Moving on.
Yeah, you could see the entire series of Alan Gregory, his entire story. Richard.
Yeah.
Patrick. Yeah. The whole gang. You could get all of their story. And you wouldn't even be a third of the way through an episode of the George Lucas thing. So what we're here to do, and I think it's always smart to say, hey, this is where I'm weak. Can I hire someone to be my strength? We're just going to check out the most recent episode and see, and I don't know if there will be, but is there any fat to trim?
Sure.
Can we identify a soft spot? Because that will, you know, it'll improve the listener experience. I think you might have more fun. I think you guys get a little tired sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say to you, like, we're coming to you hat in hand. Like, we're asking for help, aww, you know, and we have not been able to handle this on our own. We realized it was time to, like, outsource and go to the best. And as you said, get fresh eyes on it. But we've been conscious of this for a while. So I do think this most recent episode is the tightest one we've done yet. Mm.
Great. Yeah. But I'm so fucking proud of you for saying, I need help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
People don't do that enough.
It's tough. It's hard. Yeah.
And it was definitely, we slowed down earlier in the year doing episodes. And it was because we didn't know what to do, how to fix these problems that we were running into. And it's taken until now. So I'm glad that we figured out that you guys were the ones who could help us.
People are going to say admitting that is cowardly. It's not. Sure. It's brave.
It's brave. Sure. Yeah, that's courage. That's what courage. This is what courage sounds like. Please, please help me. Yeah, that's the sound of courage.
Fix it. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, you know.
It's the bravest soldier.
Being brave isn't never being scared. Being brave is not knowing what the fuck your show is and doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the troops are saying, you know, are saying that a lot.
I do hear the troops saying that more often these days. Mm-hmm.
And that's my role in the writer's room, too, is Sean can attest to this. I am Mr. Cuts. I will go through and at the end of that, like, I don't pitch a lot. It's actually totally antithetical to what I'm trying to accomplish here, is making the project as short as possible.
Sure.
But at the end, I will go through and just be like,
Hazy scissor hands, I've heard you called. I don't know if that's behind your back or to your face. Or
Hacksaw Hayes gets in there, just starts chopping pieces off. Hayes will walk in and we'll go, hey, did you notice anything that you thought maybe could be tightened up? And he goes, well, act two. You go, oh, you found some cuts in act two? He goes, no, I cut act two. And that's it. And you look at him, you go, son of a bitch, he's right. We need a little Chiron to explain what happened. Like, usually there'll be something on screen that'll say a couple of the story beats that we're missing, but you really don't feel it.
It's all shoe leather. When you actually are able to step back, you realize, like, it's, do we need leather to see this, or is it
which
just
you don't
leather
need famously in a shoe? All the leather gotta honestly just go.
That's extra pieces. What you need is laces and rubber. If you just tie a piece of rubber to your foot, you're gonna be good to go.
And much like making art, the thing that's most important is that you have a soul. You know, that there's a real soul to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Griffin.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good, Griffin.
That's gorgeous.
That's really
thank
good.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just have these things, Griffin.
Okay, should we watch this episode?
I mean, some of it. Yeah, let's check it out.
And once again, this isn't a problem episode. So if you're watching and you feel like, I can't find anything to cut, that's not on you. Like, you guys are the best. This just might be the best, tightest episode we've done.
You've addressed a lot of it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And this one is tight because it's 3 hours, 53 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Okay.
So you got in even under the four mark, which
we got in under the four mark.
Well under the four.
Who's our guest? Who's our
guest? 6 minutes to.
This is Sam Richardson and Veronica Osorio.
Okay.
Two big stars.
Yeah.
And Sam Richardson had a hard out. He told us he only had 30 minutes. So that's how we were able to keep the show so tight.
But we also ran long with him. Didn't we go 45?
We did.
He had a hard out at 30, and we were able to keep that to a tight 45.
Yeah, it's always. Yeah. I mean, Griffin says he has a hard out.
Yeah,
for this
Griffin's
episode
got a hard out. But
we'll see.
Yeah, we want to push that.
Griffin's not a fucking asshole. He's not going to leave in the middle of the show. He's got a hard out. It was his friend. No.
Like, this is my
problems
job. This is like my whole life. Sean has a family. Whatever you have to do is more important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
a crying baby
in the other
room. Yeah, whether I do too much family-wise, that's a problem for another day. Today, the problem is, does Griffin have any respect for us at all? Or himself?
Yeah.
I got too much going on. Yeah, I'm trying to work on it. It's another thing I'm trying to address. But should we dig into the episode?
Would we like to start at the beginning or a clip?
Let's leave this up to you guys, I think, right?
The beginning.
Open the beginning,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more questions like that. Filmmaker George
Lucas. Even that, honestly.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Watto. Hello and welcome to the George Lucas Talk Show.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm only, it's just a Halloween joke.
Halloween from me because I am Watto.
Wow, we didn't.
Wait, looks, this sucks. This stinks.
Look, we all.
A bit, Patrick. Record passed on the bale there.
Well, we all did it, and we had Halloween fun with our Halloween costumes. Of course, that was me. I'm George Lucas, creator of Star Wars. That was just a Watto mask, a practical mask, so it doesn't look as good as, obviously, the real digital mask that we designed for Watto's. That, there it is. That, you can tell the difference between, look at that. That is pure digital face.
Yeah.
Looks real.
Yeah, I got to say, these Halo Watto masks are prejudice against Toydarians. It's hard to fit a full Toydarian head inside this stupid mask.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
I'm having fun. Spot. I'm enjoying it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes. I think we could have just said it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Right? Are we accomplishing the same goal? So, like, what we saw was everyone's wearing a mask. It's a triptych, right?
Sure.
Where, like...
Yeah.
It goes, the artificial Watto, who ends up being George Lucas, then real Watto in the middle, who's wearing a Watto mask. Mm-hmm. I would, if we had time for all this, which we don't, I would have put him at the end, saying like, "Hey, what are you guys?"
Because that'd be the most surprising one.
Yeah, him being at the middle is a little. I guess I did think it was done, and then Patrick came in.
And bailed immediately. He entered bailing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. But well, that's that instinct. Yeah. The instinct was to cut himself.
Sure.
That would be a great... that's going to be the title of Patrick's memoir, Enter Bailing.
Now, to be fair to me, I did not know that Griffin also had a Watto mask.
That'd be another good title for your memoir. To be fair to me.
To be fair to me. Yeah.
I just want to clarify this. It is true, Patrick saying he did not know that I also had a Watto mask. I should also mention that last year for Halloween, we opened doing the exact same thing.
Okay.
Almost word for word, unplanned. It was not a heighten. And it was not like we were like, this would be funny if we did it again. All three of us independently thought it would be funny, did not confer with each other, and then just did the same bit of 3 minutes of arguing over who's really Watto and complaining about the mask being hot.
Wow. Group mind.
Yeah.
So that's pretty powerful. I guess what I would say is we have this great moment later on in the bit we were watching where, you know, George Lucas kind of holds up the Watto mask and says like, "Hey, I'm George Lucas and this is just like a mask."
Sure.
Right.
Do we need anything before that?
Yeah.
Do we need anything before that? And so far, I'm not sure we need anything after that.
I mean, the one thing I just want to push back on a little bit is I know you guys are saying the two things that need to get communicated are this is a mask and it's Halloween, right?
Yes.
I think the one other layer we're missing is sort of where those two things overlap in the Venn diagram, which is we call Halloween Halo Watto.
Okay.
And that's sort of a sly joke. Yeah.
It's a play on words. It's a little bit of wordplay, holiday wordplay.
We think
it'll be delightful. Like it's just a little moment of delight.
Mm-hmm. I just don't
it's
want that
intentional
to get lost
that it's
in the shuffle.
Watto-ween, yes.
Yes.
Correct. Although I do mistakenly say Watto-ween one time.
That's
and correct
what I
myself.
Heard. Right. I heard someone say Watto-ween.
Yeah.
Which is why I was confused when you told me what it was called because it's not what you called it.
No, not what I called it a year before in a bit that we accidentally replicated almost beat for beat.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things that I think is crucial to this, because it's not a scripted show. And so everything that we were doing is improvised. And famously,
love that.
There are no mistakes in improv. There's just terrible improv sometimes.
sometimes it's just bad.
Mm-hmm. There's just just huge chunks of it that you must endure.
Bad job. Yeah.
Yeah. No mistakes. That's just what happened, and it was bad.
Wrong is not bad. Bad can be wrong, but wrong is not bad.
Another great title for Patrick's memoir.
Bad can be wrong.
Wrong is not bad. Bad can be wrong, but wrong is not bad. A memoir by Patrick Kottner.
Wow. So I am delighted by it. I'm obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed.
I wonder if I'm thinking of all the wasted real estate just in the beginning where you say, like, please welcome, what's it say?
Yeah, Amy Poehler says, please welcome retired filmmaker George Lucas. Yeah.
Can we lose her?
She's just a big name. Sure. She's a big name.
It's a big name that we'll never mention.
And it's also all three hosts are men, so your first note there is to cut the one female voice in the show. It feels like I don't think it's our business to silence women.
Yeah,
don't think it's the role of women to just like throw rose petals on our path.
This is what I'm identifying as well, is that the issue is it doesn't pass the Bechdel test, does it? She's only talking about the men who are going to do the show. Now, you say she's a big name. I actually did not immediately identify the voice. If you're going to have her say anything, I would have her say, I'm Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to phrase this as a blind item for legal reasons. All right. This isn't about what we're talking about. So this is a blind item. Can I do that?
Okay. So this is, we're completely resetting. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
This is just Connor found an interesting blind item somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to be clear for legal reasons. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It's a blind item. There was a streaming service a few years ago called CISO. Mm-hmm. And there were coincidentally, I did the George Lucas character on an episode of the short-lived The UCB Show. I hosted it as retired filmmaker George Lucas.
Brilliant, but canceled. Gone too soon.
BBC. And I and now we'll get into the blind item.
You must have been compensated for that. Am I crazy to say that?
I just want to be clear. The blind item is beginning now.
Yes. I think I was paid quadruple digits.
Okay.
That's 4 digits. So everything but the, as we say in the industry, that's everything but the thumb.
Wow.
That's what we say whenever you're paid a 4 digit salary. They say, oh, how much were you paid? You say everything but the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And
would we get that thumb in there?
Yikes.
We get to 5 big digits. Ooh, wee all the way up. Yeah.
That's if you have good reps, they'll be, hey, yeah, my reps got me the thumb.
That my rep calls me, he goes, you're gonna get fisted by this next paycheck. He's open up, chief.
So I've told my reps that my quote is just scale plus thumb. I do it for the love of it, you know, but I need to be worth me getting out of bed. Scale plus thumb is what gets me there.
That's what your thumb on the scale means. It means you make $10,000.
Yeah. So the blind item starts now. Some shows record audio that doesn't make it into the actual episodes. And then sometimes people who work for those streaming services leak that audio to people. And then the streaming service goes out of business. And you're kind of like, well, why don't we just use this? And when I say we, I mean just other people.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, those people are like, well, what's the harm? We're just doing it at a little show at an unnamed theater in Manhattan. And it's a midnight show, and who will care?
Right, Pat Bear's hitting a tech cue. It's the Wild West, you know. Mm-hmm.
Are we really doing anything wrong using a little piece of stolen audio that was never used for a show for a streaming service that no longer exists? Who's the victim here?
Mm-hmm.
And then a pandemic hits, and you start to think, well, let's use the audio on this live stream. We're doing it for charity. What's the harm in that? What's the harm in that? And before you know it, you're on someone else's show and you're talking about it as a blind item. That's the end of the blind item.
I was just going to say, sort of unrelated to what Connor just said, It might be hard to get Amy back for a take two if we have rewrites. That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't put a pickup day in the CISO contract, hypothetically.
Or kind of a take one for this project because it was for... Well, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know even with the blind edit. This happens so off. I mean, even if it's CISO, we have used so many bajillion cues at this point. Like,
yeah, no, we got a big drop board that's just shrimp
they
clips.
Leaked though. I mean, like the way they were leaking stuff that I like never like the I'm getting leaked all these like cyanide and happiness, like terabytes of cyanide and happiness.
Yeah.
Wave files.
There was a real
gold rush at the end of CISO where we're just all those treasures were just leaking out. So many files.
Yes. No, I saw Tim was saying the other day that like someone is doing a show very similar to Shrink. It's like, well, they leaked the entire thing.
Yeah, all the sound just exists for anyone to enjoy. I mean, I got caught up in it. I grabbed a briefcase full of Take My Wife sound clips and just bolted for the door.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's a blind item, by the way. I don't want to get sued by the ghost of CISO.
That's good.
Do you remember that day when Aaron Swartz leaked all of Here's Johnny? Just like how the sort of tidal waves that sent throughout the internet. I mean, and he was persecuted for it.
That was the end of the open internet.
That was.
Mm-hmm. That was the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from that, you guys are fine with it.
No, yeah, I think it should be cut.
Notes,
I think it should be completely cut.
The whole segment?
I think we could lose this. Yes. Kevin, do you want to show us another clip and we can just kind of see if this one is more essential to the product?
Yes.
Yeah. The show is called There's Johnny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sam, it feels like, and this is just a hunch, you've been so productive recently on a tear. This is a multi-part question. A man with so many pals and so many jobs that take up his time, do you ever feel like you are neglectful of your friendships because you have to work so much?
Yes, I'm out of town so often that I miss out on things. I feel like I'm an absent parent, you know.
Would you like to record a message to your friends that they can send it to them if you want? We can clip it out, whatever you want. Just a little message for all your pals when you're too busy.
Yeah. Hey, you. Happy birthday anniversary commencement. Good day or bad. Sorry about your bad day. Wish I could be there with you, but I'm there in spirit. And, you know, I'm off doing stuff for us, really. And I'll see you when I'm back. But in the meantime, have a great time, or I'm sorry about your bad time, and I'll see you soon. I love you.
Wonderful, you got it in one take. That's a wonder.
Okay, let's stop.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So I loved when we pushed in for the single on Sam because it was very distracting to have all these different screens. But I wonder. Instead of Sam, who I already am aware of his presence because he's talking, could we have just pushed in on Patrick by himself?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the confusing thing. I was the one who made the choice to push in on Sam.
Wow.
So
I wasn't confused by that at all.
I think the
what
problem
did you think was confusing about that?
Well, I mean, if I pushed in on myself, it would have felt a little weird to be like, hey, Sam, do that. You know, like. I just think it would have looked bad on me.
So this is a problem.
Still, nothing is confusing about
it. We've identified an issue here, though, is that Patrick doesn't have enough confidence in himself. He thinks that he should always cede the spotlight to whoever our celebrity guest is or the people who ostensibly have more experience as performers. Yeah. And we're constantly telling him, go full screen.
Great title for Patrick's memoir, Ceding the Spotlight.
Mm.
I think a good title would be Here's the Confusing Thing. The whole memoir is just him trying to explain to me what exactly he thought I was confused about.
No, we wanted to see Patrick there. We wanted to see Reatric that in that moment. We wanted And also, like, that also allows you to cut within what Sam is. I mean, that's the purpose of a reaction shot, really.
Sure.
Is so you
sure.
can cut within Sam's thing. So
it buys us a little time so that Sam, who got ambushed, Sambushed?
Sambushed.
He stuck the landing, but he was finding it for a little while. What we do on our show, and you probably feel this, we only set our guests up to succeed.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's how I feel. I mean,
sweet. That's sweet. Yeah, wow, that's so sweet.
I think you're also sensing part of our problem, which is we don't know how to do that, right?
Yeah.
And Sam is like fucking floundering in that segment. Yeah.
He's drowning for the first half of it. When I say he stuck the landing, I'm being really generous.
And then Connor, you know, as George Lucas says, we got it in one. That's a oneer. And it's because we feel so bad we didn't set him up to succeed that we want to retroactively make him think it was a success. But we're actually hurting the product of the show by not going in for second, third, fourth, fifth takes. We were trying to keep it moving, you know.
What I would have rather had is that you got, I imagine you probably would have had a dozen or so takes to get this right, and then all you release to the public is the final take without context. And you know, we put clips out on the internet sometimes, and what we like to do is take a moment that really only makes sense to someone who's heard not only the entire episode that it's from, but also every episode prior. We'll put that out as a little clip, and usually it's us laughing really hard at it as well. And that lets people know, hey, we're having fun, and you're on the outside of something pretty cool.
Also an opportunity, I saw a recent clip where Paul F. Tompkins is calling some of his very famous friends. This clip went insanely viral.
Odenkirk, Oswalt, Smack. Yeah.
Yeah. The big three.
And so you have an opportunity there to say, like, hey, you want to, like, send a message to your friends, right? Like, sorry you missed this special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having him call a famous person, we're just leaving that on the tip. Like, even, like... What messages are we learning from our success?
He generically talks to the audience, basically.
Right. We should have made him pick a friend. We should have made him pick a friend and reach for a high-level one like Chris Pratt.
Make them get on the Zoom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt, sure.
Or
Mitch is the other option that comes to mind, obviously.
Even Pally, you can sneak right in the middle there and get...
Between Chris Pratt and
Mitch. Is that the middle? That's
it's like
the middle point.
It's like an anamorph.
Yeah, you have a picture. You got a picture on the right of Chris Pratt and on the left of Mitch, and you put Pally in between them. No one's confused.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang! Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And so I, you know, it's like, I think we can lose potentially the whole thing. Is there other stuff for us to look at, Kevin?
And yeah, maybe something like, else.
Yeah.
I mean, with the cuts we've made so far, which I think are really strong, we should go into this next clip trying to view it through the prism of what if this was the cold open. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This would be how it started.
I don't remember any time codes, but I have this feeling that somewhere around minute 59 or 60, the show gets incredibly tight.
Yeah, let's try to.
That's really good. Okay.
Let's say the whole first hour was warm up, and let's pretend that the show starts.
It takes that. You just don't record that part.
Right.
Kevin, just go to minute 59. Exactly, yeah, minute 59.
Let's just see what happens. Let's see where we are.
00, which is coincidentally what
59. Nice.
Those are the four digits that Connor made for the UCB show.
Yeah.
Oh, Griffin, can you narrate this?
Yeah, okay, so once again, this was our Hollow Auto episode, so we introduced a few new characters. Skella-Pig, Skella-Bat, Skella-Cat, and Skella-Duck. They were $10 purchases at CVS, and we decided to haunt Patrick with them. So we're filming in a studio, but in separate rooms for the name of COVID safety. And then Connor and I got up from those rooms and followed Patrick in and just silently held these toy skeleton animals behind his head.
Talk a little bit about the choice to be silent on the show.
Well, I don't know if you've
Skella-Duck
phrase...
is actually putting in some work.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to sort of give him a moment. Yeah.
Respect for Skella-Duck.
One of the phrases that we were sort of thinking about is, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but have you ever heard of the phrase silence is golden? I believe there was a popular song that was once written that was like sort of expressed that. And we really do feel like there's truth in there.
Okay.
And so sometimes we will sort of eschew like, you know, it's a talk show, but we'll sometimes let noises sort of fill the space where language normally would thrive. Just as sort of a palate cleanser, because we talked with Sam for the full 45.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it really was a moment where we thought, let's let the Skelepals come in here and make their noise.
Mm-hmm. I don't like talking. Like, I generally, as an artist, relish the opportunity to sort of just step back and let other people, because I don't want to be the one steering the ship, interrupting, talking over other people, rushing
you smolder.
To slam
that's
my
what you're
jokes
really,
in.
That's what you're really known for, is smoldering.
It's the look, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more of a physical actor than anything, yeah.
I think we also recognize that it's rare that a show, you know, you can just sit around for a couple minutes without talking. Like, you guys don't get that opportunity on this show. Mm-hmm. You guys have to talk to fill the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But on our show,
it's not to fill the time, Patrick.
Uh-huh. What is it for, Sean?
It is to educate the viewers and the guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it was just to fill the time, I'd actually hang it up right now. If that's what I ever thought I was doing, was like trying to fill time to meet some quota just so we had an episode to release. Mm-hmm. The day I feel myself doing that, we fold up the whole fucking shop.
Sure, sure.
That day?
That very day.
Probably later in the day, by end of day.
Yeah.
It's not instant. Yeah. It's probably at night because I do need to close the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is another problem, really. It speaks to Patrick's sort of outlook as a producer, is he really thinks that shows are measured exclusively in quantity. That he does think the more we fill the time, the better the show will sort of be viewed in the public eye.
I don't want to point fingers,
but for when I started doing the show, it was before Griffin or Patrick were officially involved with the show.
It was originally a Ratliff Distin two-hander, just so you guys know the origin. It was a Ratliff Distin two-hander. It was really developed to play off of their chemistry.
Okay.
Yeah. And the shows would be on average around an hour. And the very first show, Patrick worked on the stage show for a number of years, and so did Griffin, but then when Patrick first became an on-screen presence, the show ballooned from roughly 60 minutes to over 31 hours in our first episode.
That was the immediate jump. That was the immediate jump, was from like at most 80 to 31. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy shnikes.
Minutes and hours.
Holy shnikes. Yeah.
Holy shnikes. Yeah. What I'm wondering is this a TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Huh. You know, you guys probably know I'm pretty young. And one thing that me and some of my buddies have been looking at is this TikTok.
Yeah.
And these things aren't that long. Uh-huh. It really forces you to be clear, concise, efficient, just by virtue of the medium. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that you even have, you know, the sort of natural gas law, right, is like it will expand to fill the size of the container. Sure. So, however big that unit is, if you have just sort of this infinite, you know, streaming opportunity on a Zoom, you're going to take whatever amount of creativity you have available, which might only be this much, and spread it across the entire, you know, multiple hour show. Whereas if we took that little bit of creativity and we put that in a TikTok, maybe you're doing a choreographed dance to a fancy, like a new country song. Now I'm thinking, hey, this George Lucas show is pretty good. So I just wonder if you've even considered that.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because George Lucas Talk Show does have a TikTok account, and our first TikTok.
This is sort of Connor's baby project, I'll say.
Yeah. Our very first TikTok was the George Lucas adjacent. It was pulling from the George Lucas adjacent Disney film Return to Oz, which Lucas consulted on, has a special thanks in it. And there was a character named TikTok. And so we put out a TikTok featuring. No. I'm not saying this for you, Sean. I know you know this. I know every word that comes out of my mouth, you already know. This is to help educate your viewers, because I thought that was the point of this.
That is why we make it. Yeah.
He's educating the viewers that he knows. So you all are both playing the same role and operating on parallel tracks.
Hey, this ain't some fucking dick measuring contest, man.
No, no, no.
I love it.
No, we're not measuring. We're not going to measure.
Come on, man. Let's just let's do this. You finish the TikTok story, then I'll tell a story that's twice as long.
It already happened. It's done. I actually already finished it. The second you started telling me to finish it.
Yes.
Yeah. I had already finished. That was the TikTok story.
Okay. Just didn't feel like it was over.
That we're not just filling time. Like, if this weren't important, obviously we would let Griffin go. We're
Griffin had a hard out two, three minutes ago. But
right.
I just don't think we can afford. I mean, the product would suffer because Griffin, I mean, he's still got to tell us more about this TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
No, I do. Yeah. I do. And I do want to say, I mean, you're giving us such valuable information that not only do I feel like I need to stay for the entire time, but I also feel like after I say the next thing I'm going to say, I might just decide to step back and listen for the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, so I'm very much going to stay here.
So we're cutting
on the show.
Griffin is learning some of the stuff we're teaching, and that he is cutting his vocal involvement in the show, and and just going to be audio. Kind of
But I'm gonna stay here on the show.
Okay.
If I can just quickly tell my own TikTok story, as you said,
really quick would be so great. Yes.
Yeah.
That would
so
be wonderful.
I don't know if you know about this, but Connor actually has been experimenting with doing TikToks for the George Lucas talk show.
I did.
And,
I did know that.
And he made a TikTok of TikTok, who is a character from Return to Oz, which, you know, I know you guys know this, but your listeners might not. George Lucas didn't work on.
I know who that is.
Right. Walter Murch, who he's worked with or been friends with over the years, directed. That's his only directing project. So that was the film's sort of George Lucas adjacent, and there's a character in it named TikTok. And so Connor took a picture of TikTok and put it on TikTok and soundtracked it with TikTok by Kesha. So that's like an example of what you're saying, Sean, a really exciting avenue for us of like, can we have a very simple joke? You know, something that's very clean and accessible and immediate and that really caters to a younger audience, a
but
Gen
Z. But it rewards repeat viewers and it encourages research as well. Hey, what's the name of this song? Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what? Hey, did Walter Murch direct this? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you're creating new readers and curious minds. And if you could get TikTok, let's say, doing a choreographed dance to the country song Fancy Like. You know, now I think also we've got this other element where I would really like to see that.
I mean, it's interesting because I think there's definitely room to do a lot more with the character of TikTok in this space. We think he's got a lot of potential there. But I'll say, you know, even before these suggestions from you guys, we had submitted this episode to a couple rounds of focus groups to really sort of see how different things were scoring. And Skeleduck has been off the charts with Gen Z.
Yeah.
We really think there's something there.
I was about to say the exact thing. Like, Skeleduck is really resonating with me.
He's a star. He's a star.
Skeleduck has it.
Skeleduck's numbers are so much higher than my numbers. That's just what I wanted to put out there.
Skeleduck's a big mood. I mean, that's the thing we keep on hearing from kids is that Skeleduck is a big mood. Well,
he's testing bait. You know, you put a happy pop song or a dog in the first scene of your pilot to get those dials turning. I think Skeleduck is going to be the new version of that. Where if you have a scene that's scoring low, just have Skeleduck quack his way across the bottom of the screen. And you're going to find that now that's people's favorite part of the project. So you have stumbled onto something very powerful there. And I'm wondering, do we need any of this George Lucas stuff that I don't totally get? No offense. And
oh, not
just the Skeleduck show.
I think there's a role. I think there's a role for George. I thought I was very engrossed by being scared that Skeleduck was going to fall. And if we have George, who's kind of like running around with Skeleduck and like maybe going to like drop him or something. Like
if we
can
establish George as clumsy early on. And show him drop a couple of things that are not precious to us. And then when he's holding Skeleduck, the amount of tension that would be created by that.
I tell you, the thing that I'm concerned about, because I do agree with you that Skeleduck has it. The only thing I would push back on slightly is if we were to change the title From a DVR perspective, when you change the title of a show, those subscriptions vanish. Now, our show is on Twitch, so this is perhaps unrelated. But I still have the concern. Just those DVR numbers.
Yeah.
Because it'll regard it as a new show. We'll lose the all those subscriptions will be gone.
That's a really good catch.
Counterpoint, Connor. Do we believe that the number of viewers we lose would be offset by just random people who were searching for Skeleduck independently and now would be discovering your show?
Yes, yes. That is also, I would say, a valid point. Just from an just thinking of it on a pure numbers level, totally valid.
And yeah. I just want to quickly...
I'm just talking about the numbers.
That's all I want to talk about.
I want to hear what you have to say about it. I'm just going to quickly say I definitely canceled the thing that was causing my heart out, so I'm going to stay on for the whole episode and not leave.
Yes. We don't have too much longer
to go. I'm just going to step back and let you guys talk and listen and not say anything, but I'm not leaving the episode.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
We watch the last clip?
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to watch it really actively.
Now, this last clip that Kevin brought up, it's definitely another thing where, like, we know we have this time to breathe. We know we have this time to, like, sit and languish in it. So this is something that we're able to do, you know, not on something if the show is only 45 minutes long or an hour long. Kevin.
Okay.
Now, since Griffin is taking a second, I just want to say this is a shot of the George, Watto, and Patrick all taking a nap on a couch together. I'm squeezing a toy that came from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in a snoring, make it sound like he's snoring, but we're all taking a nap.
I'm awake.
Oh, we're awake.
We're awake.
Oh, we're awake.
Oh, we're awake.
We're awake.
We're awake.
We're awake.
We're awake.
We're awake.
Losing viewers. We're losing viewers.
Okay, I'm gonna call it on this clip. This was really good.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice seeing them all be friends. It was nice seeing Patrick. Well, he's like pretending to take a nap, but he's also just like opening his eyes a lot at checking on his friends.
Such an interesting performance technique.
It felt like it took me back to like being at a sleepover and like waking up before my friend whose house it is, and like obviously I can't go downstairs or like do anything, so I just have to like lie there with my eyes open. Like that was a sense memory of that Patrick was giving.
It's like it's like how Edgar Bergen used to do Charlie McCarthy, the ventriloquist dummy, but completely move his mouth the whole time. It was hearkening back to that. That's what I was going for, at least.
Oh, nothing like hearkening back to Edgar Bergen. I mean, talk about, we were talking about relating to the youth culture before. What is more relatable than hearkening back to Edgar Bergen and his ventriloquist dummy, Charlie McCarthy? I mean, while we're at it, why don't we mention his other puppet, Mortimer Snurd? Now we're really hearkening back. Oh, I'm so glad you hearkened back to that, Patrick.
Yeah, that really harkens me back. I think as I look at the entirety of what we watched, this clip was so effective and so good. And removed from the context of the earlier clips, I don't know that it would have been as impactful. And now I'm wondering, is there an ounce of fat to trim on the entire episode? And I'm thinking no.
I have to say that I agree. I also think this is the first of the clips that really made me feel like the rest of the industry could take a cue from what we're doing. Like, I think the industry is paying attention at this point. I think we're finally getting to that point where we're starting to get industry eyeballs who are looking at the show and saying, what can we learn from this? I don't know that you could name a single show either on primetime network or streaming that would not benefit in each episode from a lengthy segment in which all of the main characters took a nap together.
Well, and it's about making things more authentic and having it feel real, because certainly we're not saying these characters never sleep. Certainly, we're not saying they don't take a three-person nap.
I feel like most shows imply that.
Exactly. No. Yes. We're saying the same thing because it's if you were only to sort of cherry pick the most interesting moments from these people's lives, that is what some of these shows are attempting to do, and that's not real. When I live my life, I have to take a nap. I have to. Sorry, guys, go to the bathroom. I do have to do that. And the fact that we're not seeing TV characters do that up close and in detail is basically a lie that you tell the audience, and it breaks the trust with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry that I used the bathroom.
So do you guys want to be credited? Do you guys want to be credited as executive producers? Is that what this whole thing's been about?
It's not about that fucking credit for me.
From now on?
Is there a credit situation? I guess I would kind of have to know like what it looks like. Like
I know we could offer up associate producer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these I know are like that. Rolling at the end of the now, episode. Like
for Kevin can pull this up if you really want to see it.
Because okay, consulting producer like. Kind of exists as a credit outside the normal hierarchy, that would optically that helps me consulting rather than associate.
I mean, that's good. Consulting producer, I feel like, is like when you're not WGA, you know, and you want to give the writers credits. Mm-hmm. We're not involved in the WGA, and it's not because, you know, we're not pro-union. It's just because we don't have writers.
Right.
So
yeah. And to paraphrase.
It can be WGA credit, but I understand what you're saying. It certainly can be a WGA credit,
To paraphrase the popular song, busting makes us feel good. In this case, union busting.
Can we see Kevin what the credits look like and just see if there's
wow
it really is
that could be my name
it really is yeah. a full credits
it's a full credit yeah. sequence
yeah
okay. those are full font
yeah.
yeah okay
starring me
and you'll notice here we have different sizes for the names versus the sub credits. We use different sizes. We do a fully formatted closing credits for each episode, and your names could be in there. All it takes is for you to ask.
I'd like to see my name as a consulting producer on the next four episodes, and I think beyond that, my influence will probably be
okay.
A four episode arc.
Yeah, as a consulting producer.
Yeah.
So, like, say this is what I contributed to, and then obviously you know.
And the scuttlebutt, I think, particularly if the episodes get a little bit better over the course of those four, is that you came in and kind of saved the show. You know, it'd be one of those things where it's like they knew they were in a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came in and kind of steered the ship, got us back on course.
The fixer, huh?
Yeah.
I don't need on-screen anything. Don't need, like, post, pre, like, whatever. I'll take the URL, and that's it. HayesDavenport.com is how you get to the show. That's honestly all. I've got it. My dad got it for me.
Okay. Are you using it? Mm-hmm. Are you using it currently?
I pretty much sold all the, like, my web store is like pretty much out of merch at this point.
Yeah.
And so like I'm actually looking for a new use for selling vitamins. So
yeah, I mean listen, if you want to have any page on your website redirect to our YouTube channel, that's totally fine if that's what you're saying.
I'm saying the URL for the channel.
The only way to possibly find your show would be to type in HayesDavenport.com.
Yeah. And it's the host too. I'm sure we can like figure out a way. Like, I don't want like YouTube embeds. I want when people try to link to it from other sites, they are not allowed to watch it. They have to go to HayesDavenport.com.
Then it just only can live in that one location. Just makes it simpler. Just centralizes it. Mm-hmm. You don't, and easier for you to track too. Who's hitting the page? Like who's watching? Rather than right now, I feel like your data.
Yeah,
mess.
The analytics are just a nightmare. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of the vitamins, obviously there will be some vitamins still on there. Like I haven't sold like every single one yet. So
yeah you'd be taking the vitamins probably on the show. Like
you would have to like, throughout to buy and eat a lot of the vitamins.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can't make this call. I'd have to.
They're chewable gel. They are liquid gels, but they but you chew them.
You got to chomp them, and they stick to your like teeth and roof of your mouth pretty good. Sure. So
it's like a gusher.
You may
it's
also like want to have vitamin? Like a hot beverage.
Yeah,
it's stickier. It's like than a. That.
It's yeah, the and hotter. The it's the liquid inside the gel is hot too. That's why you really need a hot beverage to kind of like get
it
rid of it.
Neutralizes it
just to feel yeah.
I mean, Connor, are you fine with that?
I mean, the problem is it's a server issue.
The gel will get on the servers, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it sounds totally doable. Like, I don't
That's
see
fixable.
Why it wouldn't
yeah.
be. Like, that
yeah.
it feels like it's at this point, I think it's really just a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you can talk to my team about all that.
And we're going to need it because we're going to need both of those letters because of Skeleduck, who has it. And so that, like, we're like, imagine how many times we're going to need. We only really need that.
I-T. That's
we only really need those two letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm willing to make this a handshake deal if that's that's fine with you.
Not really shaking hands right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of COVID.
Yeah.
I would probably blow you a kiss on the Zoom.
Okay.
A kiss blow deal? A kiss blow deal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss blow deal. It's the classic Hollywood kiss blow deal.
Okay. But who goes first? Like, I hate, like, so many deals now in Hollywood. But don't wait, Sean. And, like, this is a situation we've been in many times.
Yeah. Is this
like, we blow the kiss. Uh-huh. And then they pretend that the Zoom is broken or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're freezing up. Like, yeah. Oh, you're stuck on kissy face. Yeah.
Yes. Connor did set this up earlier when his Wi-Fi was not working.
Believe me, I know.
We remember. Yep. Now, is this just a Connor and Hayes kiss? Is this a Connor Sean Hayes kiss? Is this a Patrick Sean Hayes Connor kiss? What's the deal?
It's very clear you want it to be a Patrick thing. I think like Patrick and Kevin probably makes the most sense just to protect
the
talent.
Yes. Yeah, we could set them as representatives.
Okay, those are proxies. Yeah,
he's kissing the edge of his
or are we in different
of his own screen. You're just kissing the edge of your own screen. That's not a deal.
In my position, I'm right next to Kevin. But
yeah,
no, I guess maybe it's
for,
not. Okay,
sure.
Yeah. In mine, he's straight above you.
And Kevin, if you get in,
and you got
to
blow it, you have to blow it.
It's blowing.
Yeah, this is a kiss blow deal.
I would show you, but then I'm legally binding myself. Yeah. Okay.
And then the handshake from Parent Trap after. We got it.
Okay. Great.
Sitting on that Parent Trap thing for a while.
All right.
Well, this was so cool. Look forward to the Alan Gregory marathon, of course. Can't wait to see my name on the next four episodes. And in the meantime, y'all do too much. Anything else you want to send people to? Dead Eyes podcast. Very good. Everyone loves it. New season.
Everybody loves it.
Oh, thank you for saying so.
Patrick, your memoir is being Random House. Grab that
one. It was a Penguin Random House, but then it's also being released by Simon & Schuster. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's going out a couple different places. Get the memoir. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter. I don't know. At Patrick Kotner. I'm trying to get more followers than the canceled NBC.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss making spaghetti, the boys do a teaser freezer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Connor, Griffin, and Patrick, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.